B'siyata d'shmaya Adonois v'sai tiftach ufi agid te'ilasecha. We've been discussing the two approaches the commentaries outline with regards to bitachon. Although the conventional understanding is to rely on Hashem that He will always take care of us and do what is best for us, the other approach to bitachon that many Torah authorities outline is to rely on Hashem so heavily and confidently that He will give me exactly what I have asked for. As we mentioned in the words of the Beis Halevi, "Bevadai yasig ma shechaser meitzdarchuto," that one who places their reliance on Hashem will for sure receive what they have requested. And as mentioned, many Torah sources teach that this applies regardless to one's spiritual level and scorecard, even if one has performed many sins. The power of bitachon is so great that when one relies on Hashem, Hashem will come through for them. We mentioned the Gemara which states that there was a poor man who came over to Rava and requested a more extravagant meal than would usually be suitable for a poor man. And although initially Rava had suggested that when asking other people for funds, it would not be appropriate to ask for anything more than the bare minimum, after the episode, the Gemara concluded that it was not out of place for the pauper to ask for the type of meal that he was used to, because ultimately all of our sustenance comes exclusively from Hashem. This idea can be illustrated further by another passage in the Talmud. The Gemara in Brochas 60a states that once, as Hillel was on his way home, he heard cries of anguish from his neighborhood, and he stated with confidence that these cries were not coming from his house. And the Gemara questions, how was Hillel able to be so confident that the tragedy that had befallen was not coming from his own family? And the Vilna Gaon explains that the reason was because exceedingly righteous people live with full confidence that they will never suffer any harm. And one more passage in the Talmud to highlight this idea. The Gemara in Tainis 19a tells the story of Nakdimon ben Gurion, a wealthy Jew who lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and who during a time of severe drought wanted to provide water for the Jews traveling to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. He borrowed wells of water from a Roman individual, promising that they would be refilled by a certain time, and if not, then he would fill them with gold. Nakdimon took a very big risk, yet he remained fully confident that Hashem would enable him to fulfill his promise. Sure enough, at the last moment, heavy rain began to fall and the wells were all filled. Although some might argue that being so confident that Hashem will come through for an individual might be saved for the righteous, we see from many Torah commentaries that that is not the case, and that this mode of thought may at times be applicable to many of us even during our times. And as always, in any area of doubt, after trying our best to learn Torah passages and seek guidance from Torah leaders, the most advisable thing to do is to talk to Hashem and ask for clarity. Hashem, you have taught me this most precious information about bitachon. Thank you so much for teaching me that the opportunity to have bitachon is available to every single one of us, regardless of our actions and how we are doing in terms of our spiritual scorecard. Hashem, thank you also for teaching me the different types of bitachon that the Torah authorities offer us. Of course, always praying to you and hoping to you for the best, the way we see it in our eyes. But sometimes thereafter letting go and accepting that whatever you do will for sure be the best, whilst at the same time appreciating the other mode of bitachon, that the power of relying on you is so strong that at times it might be appropriate for us to rely on you to such an extent that we are sure that what we need and what we are asking you for will come about. Please, Hashem, will you guide me to be able to apply the bitachon that I am learning and truly rely on you under every and all circumstances throughout my life.